Greetings to the congregation. We welcome those who are coming from far away. And Green and her husband is here. We will welcome them this morning. We also welcome those who are worshiping from home through our live stream. And the message is evidence of faith. All have come in an organization, like religious, like think that there is a faith there. You come knowing that maybe you have some kind of faith. And through this lesson, let's think about the faith that we have. Is it a true faith? Faith is not a product of any religion, but it has come. Has evidence in our heart. Maybe we remember the story of a young king, and he has a friend, grew up with this friend, and they play together very closely. They are close friends, and wherever they go together, and they work together. One day, and the king has a hunting trip, and the friend must work on the gun for the king to shoot at the animal or something. When the gun was shot by the king, and he shot his friend's finger, and this friend has a very well, but the king doesn't like his friend one thing. Anything that all things are good. God knows what will transpire when he lost his finger. All is good because God knows what is. So the king was angry. He's so angry because losing his, and he put him in prison. After a year, and the friend, the king is now by himself. And one day, and the king walked into a tribe that is cannibal. And when he was hunting, and the tribal has captured him to eat him. And before he kill and eat that person, then that person must be dedicated to their gods. And so when he tied to the wood, and he find that the king has lost his finger, then according to their tradition, something to dedicate to God must be complete and perfect. And so losing a finger means imperfect. And so the tribe did not kill him to eat him, and so let the king go. And when the king was released, he was so happy. Remember, a friend said that when he lost his finger because of the accident of the gun, his friend said, everything is good. And so he released his friend from prison saying, that's exactly right. Everything occurred, and I have lost a finger, and was captured by a tribe, but I was not harmed. And yes, everything is good. And the king said, I'm asking for you forgiveness because I don't understand your faith. So I mistreated you, and all this year I put you in prison. And the friend said, no, everything is good because God knows what happened. And the king said, why do you say that? You are my friend. You didn't hate me for putting me in prison. Why did you say that? That all is good. And the friend said, before we go together everywhere. So if that time I went with you, when I capture you and capture me, I would be dead already. We are gone. So when you lost a finger, you are saved by the Lord. So God knows everything in this world is with chaotic. Is the true faith give us a way of peaceful, just like the friend of the king, knowing that all are goodness from the Lord. And today's message is a conversation between Christ and his disciple before Jesus gave himself up on the cross. This is the Last Supper, and these are the last words that Jesus gave to his disciple that we have read in chapter 16. verse 29 to 33. And the key verse is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, saying, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Based on this one, let's think about what we have today. Is it a true faith? A faith that has value to say, let's pray for guidance. Dear Lord, we lift this hour before you for your guidance, for you, for myself, and all the who are listening to the message, as well as the friends, that so we can understand that we have been born for a purpose, that we are living with a kind of faith, that that faith has value to save our soul. May you explain your word so that myself and my congregation can determine our faith. The faith based on a true knowing exactly what we hope for and the evidence of things that we could not see. May you enlighten us. May we lift this into your hands and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing that we think about is that a faith that can be there must be evidence. Is there a true understanding in our faith? The disciple said to the Lord, now you are speaking clearly. We can see that you know all that and that you do not even need to have anyone else. We know that you came from him. Do you now believe? Jesus asked the disciples. Do you truly believe? What's the reason the apostle said, dear Rabbi, we now believe? And based on this conversation, we see that the first point that belief or faith does not come from emotion or reasoning. And based on the reasoning of the disciple, before Jesus used the example to talk about the bodily in his teaching, Jesus has used the different story to teach the disciple and the followers. But now Jesus is not using any example, but now you are speaking in verse 25. Jesus said, I will not use any, no longer use the figure of speech to teach you. And Jesus has told apostles in verse 28, I come to the Father, from the Father to the world. And then I will leave the world and come back to the Father. In the Last Supper, Jesus began this conversation in John chapter 14, and Jesus told them, my Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am. And Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? When Jesus did not clearly talk about the Father, the apostle did not understand that God would have to return to the Father, because that's where he came from. He is God that sit upon human throne. Now he fulfilled his responsibility to become a offering for the sin of the world, and now it's time for him to return. Thomas says, we don't know where you are going, so how can we? And Jesus says, I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. So now, without sticking with the example, then they thought, now this is interesting. This is more clearly. Now Jesus no longer used example. So they expressed their heart. Now we can see that you know all things and that you don't even need to have anyone ask you questions. All the apostles of Christ based what Jesus said before I will not no longer use the example. And they respond, oh, what do you say? That means between you and us. We thankful because of what you said, we believe the apostles said. Today, there are so many people here, some philosophy and the new teaching, but it has no value of the teaching of this world. When we bought this facility, after a year, I remember someone has come and worshiped with us long, at that time, 2 years ago, and that person said, I am a believer. And so we talked to him, and he believed that in the future, God will return. Jesus will return. And he will be in the some kind of a spacecraft to come. Anywhere in the Bible that talk about that, and he said, in the Bible said, he will come among the clouds, and when it's in the sky, that means a spacecraft will take him down. And so, he is the creation of the world. He created the world. Doesn't matter, you do not need what I'll supply from him. So, the reason that when God comes from heaven, it must be a spacecraft of some sort to come, just like a pilot. And that kind of thinking is very unconventional. And we know that God, Jesus will return. There are many theories in here that make us faith to be confused. They can say that Mary is a holy person. It must be holy to give Jesus a holy body. If Mary is holy, could not give Jesus a holy body. We do not understand, if we say it that way, how Jesus is the Son of God. Because an angel has told Mary, blessed is for you when you bear the Son of God. And so Mary, it's a miracle that Mary conceived Jesus. It does not come from the body of Jesus, of Mary. So Mary is like a sinful person, just like anybody else. Because Jesus was not born according to the way we understand. Because Mary has not known a man when she conceived Jesus. And that was a miracle that Mary gave birth to Jesus. In this time, we see that someday those believers can come into the cloud with Jesus, and then the church in Texas has put out a theory that the believers, the foot, will come with a that star that comes that will take them up to heaven. Well, they explain the Bible according to certain code. And before the election of 2016, or the second in 2020, there are many who use the Bible to explain that Trump will be re-elected. And then Jesus will come in the near future by the dates that they think that the Bible will tell us. And they base their reasoning of the Bible, but it will come from the flesh, the understanding of the flesh to explain the Bible. It has no value. Faith does not base on our emotions or the reasoning of our mind, limited mind. All the apostles, when heard Jesus said, I will go and prepare a place for you. I will return and take you with me. And they said to him, you know all things. And now we do not have any more questions for you. Before, they were wondering, where would Jesus go? They always ask Jesus that. Why did Jesus say such a thing? But now, Jesus saying that you know everything. So, we do not need to ask Jesus any more questions. Reason by the apostle. Faith is not based on any kind of understanding of the mind. We know that some are very confident through, according to certain training, how to do evangelical, talk about the gospel to others through some kind of training in a class. Some have more knowledge about that. I can have confidence in how to win argument about the gospel. The knowledge or any training that doesn't have give us faith. We remember he has has gone through a training, so they have to use some time to witness to others who come to him for a hairdresser. One day he wanted to witness to the person who come to him for a haircut. He doesn't know, and he remembered. In the training, to let others know, we have to mention the death that person, and at that time, they would have repent when they are near death. So he was very happy, and so he can sharpen his knife, ready to cut the beard of this one. Are you ready to die now? And this customer was so afraid and ran away. Faith does mean explain a knowledge about the gospel. Faith in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 teach us how, know how to, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. So a witness, there are two things that Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit come upon you. That means if we want to witness, that person must have the Holy Spirit upon that person. The Spirit of God is in the Word, is working in the heart of that person, that he has a personal relationship with Christ. And the second point, that he is a witness, meaning that he talk about what the truth is. Someone who speaks the truth, what God has done for his life, that is witnessing. If we want to talk about any kind of knowledge that does not come from our experience, it does not have, that knowledge has not become our own experience. So faith is not based on knowledge that we have learned one way or another. That's the point, that the faith is not depending on the situation or the environment. Here Jesus said, that the time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered everywhere to his home house. Jesus is being unwilling to capture, to condemn and die on the cross. Jesus knew that when that happens, all the asphalt will be scattered. And that has not happened, but it will happen soon. And so Jesus said, the time of come is beginning. And at this, that time, Jesus said that, and one of the 12, and Judah Iscariot, has now come to the Pharisee, the chief priest, the one in authority in the temple, to scheme how to capture the Lord Jesus, where Jesus would be. And they agreed to pay him 30 pieces of silver. And that has begun. Now Jesus said, the time is coming and you will be scattered. And then leave me alone, Jesus said. Before that, one of you will, Judah was, before that, Judah was with the chain. And Jesus said, one of you will betray me. But Peter said, no, not me. Even Peter said that, Lord, if anybody deny you, I will die with you and be in prison. And Judas also said himself, but they didn't understand what they were saying. But Jesus foretold, even Judas, you will be schemed by Satan. That's something he shouldn't do. Jesus told Peter, you will deny me 3 times. But Jesus said, I will not deny you, Lord. Dear congregation, all the situation, the trouble, we express our faith, how our faith will react in time of trouble, in time of testing, when the troops, the soldiers of the temple came, and everybody scattered when Jesus was captured by the soldiers. And today, we are facing difficult times because of this pandemic. Maybe difficulty because of economic condition that we have lost our job. In Vietnam and in many places, and because of the situation that the faith maybe has faded, they do not recognize their faith. When Jesus said, someday, do you truly believe in the key verse of that we have? Faith is true. The confidence is what we hope for. The hope. But it must be true in us. And this is the evidence of what we do not see. Faith, when we have a relationship with the one who we have put faith in. We know who Jesus is when we know that has authority on our life point and in all the events of this world. Hopefully all the religions actually are teaching them if you live a righteous life that you will be saved. If you are a Buddha and you go to the Pugada, you can give to the poor. You can dedicate the temple just the same way. You give money to the church. All of that activity, do they have the power to save us? All of that is based on what to help us to be saved, based on religious activities like that. Kid, son of a slave, living in with a slave owner, and the owner loved the son of this slave and treated him just like his own son. And so, his own son, the slave owner's son, and the slave son play together, and then they go hide and seek playing together. You hide and I seek. And the slave said, they discovered, find out. So now we switch slave. And the son of slave, I will seek and you play. And they play with each other like that. And one day, the slave son said, we have to switch. I will hide and you will seek. And the owner said, son of owner said, no, I'm your boss. And the other said, I'm not a slave, I'm your friend. I live in here. I play with you. I'm not your slave. But the other kid said, I don't seek you because you are slave nothing. And the other one said, he cried and told his father, the slave, why did the son of the owner call me slave? And he asked me to find him, and he does not want to change him. And the father said, told his son, dear son, you are so young, you don't understand yet. And one day, you will grow up, then you will understand that who is your boss of your life. And you understand why you are slave. And all these understanding of the kid does not know his particular situation, and because he didn't know that he could not accept that, and in reality he is still a slave. kids, because we are sin. Why do we all sin? Because we are born in sin. We are being considered sinful because not that we have done, because that is our attribute, because we are born in sin. And the price of that is everlasting condemnation. So when we base on our righteousness, because they did not understand what sin means, and they didn't understand what eternal condemnation is. When we feel, when I'll be teaching from all our parents, it came from a sinful nature, the way that they think is influenced by people around them. Faith must be the true hope of things hoped for, the evidence that we could not see, and based on our righteousness, our own righteousness. When we came to the U.S., we have some benefits like welfare, free education, maybe in this time of pandemic, we have the stimulus check from the government. Maybe who lost a job, then we get an unemployment check. Why? Why do we get these benefits? We have these benefits because, not because we are a good person. We receive all the benefits not because we are righteousness in the society, but we're depending on one thing. What is that? Depending on the government. When we live in the United States, and the authority that we depend on, that is the government. So that the government is the authority when you and I live in this country, so that we can receive those benefits. When we look back at the aspect of salvation of the soul, we would not never come into salvation based on our work, but must be based on the one who gave us life for the soul, that has authority to condemn a sinner. Only that being can give us, can grant us that authority to save us. He also the same way with the government. They have the policy to help their constituent. We have a way. There is no way that we can save ourselves. This is how we fade away from faith based on things not true. The key verse said, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So, faith to save us, that is the faith that you and I have to be put on one who created us when we were still in, we were planned to be. There must be a relationship between us and the one who created us. The righteous, the correct understanding must give us the true faith in the Lord. The second point is that the Father is with me, Jesus said. When the Father is in us, Jesus told the apostle, you will be scattered and leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. Jesus came to the world to become a model for us, that you and I must live according to this model. That means the faith depending on the God the Father who created us. Why did the apostle get scattered? Jesus said, I am not alone, for my Father is with me. In Hebrew chapter 10, talking about the Lord Jesus, Jesus said, I come to do the will of the Lord. The Jesus mission is to do according to the will of God. When we are born here, must do something according to the will of God that created our life. But we do not understand that. But Jesus came to express to everyone, knowing that the model of a person must be depending on the one who created us. Jesus has chosen a lifestyle according to the will of God. He can be close to the sinners to express God's love, the saving grace of God, express to them the value of everlasting life. But others, they do not know they are sinners. They think that sinners, they are lowly, has no value. And when a person knows, think that they are righteous, they are not sinners. So only one who has religious righteousness must be of concern to Jesus. But Jesus is close to the sinners to express the love of God to them. Jesus lived on this earth. He's walking the way of the cross. And this is the final destiny of Jesus, to become a price to pay for our sin. But others thought that Jesus was so dumb. Why do you have to die? Why do you have to suffer? He has the authority. He can use his authority to get out of the way of the cross. And even Satan tried to derail Jesus from the way of the cross. Oh, you don't have to go that way. Just kneel before me. I give you the world. It's so easy. It's simple. But Jesus did not choose it for himself except the way of the cross. Because he came to do the will of the Lord, the God. Our existence, when we live here, do we live according to the will of God? When we understand the way that God has planned for us, and those persons will deny anything that Satan or the devil will derail us, to put it in our heart to deny the way that God has planned for us. And all those things that can come closest, from the one to us, closest to us. Last week, Jesus has praised God as Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Most High. And because of that, he says, because of that faith, I will establish my church on that foundation, on those who have the same faith, that is to declare Jesus is King of my life, is the Son of the Most High. And after a few hours, and Jesus told his disciples, I will go the way of the cross. And then we know that Peter, no. How would God allow you to do that? And in Peter's mind, he didn't think that the Son of God that we worship would go the way of the cross and sacrifice himself. That is for the way of sinners, the ones who are the lowly part, the committed sin in society. You are the Son of God. You are the King. How? You have to go the way of the cross, Peter. When Peter said that, Jesus said, O Satan, go behind me. With the will of God, that means that Peter is very close to Jesus, who just prayed Jesus, recognized that Jesus is the King and Son of Musa. But if that person go against what the word of the God, he will be rebuked. And Jesus rebuked, get behind me, Satan. In what Jesus needs the help of God to complete the will for his life. When Jesus was nailed on the cross, Pilate is an officer. He saw Romans. He saw that Jesus was quiet before the man, that all the are screaming, nail him on the cross, nail him on the cross. And Pilate said, do you not have anything to say to me, I have the authority to forgive you and set you free. Jesus said, you have no authority. If God does not allow you, you will have no authority today. And Pilate tells the soldier to flog him and nail him to the cross. And according to the law, a sinner who is nailed, and before they give the bring some kind of a to something to reduce the pain, so that kind of a dream that make the mind to not feel the pain, and they could not feel the pain, is the kind of a grace that the Romans can give to a sinner who being nailed to the cross. And when Jesus tasted, Jesus denied the drink because he must swallow the bitterness of the cup of death. So Jesus does not need help from him because Jesus has a relationship, a very close relationship with his Father. And that relationship last week, so that only in that relationship a person could be a household of the Lord. In that relationship, a person can remain in the church. Only that relationship with the Lord, a person can receive the authority of God on their life. Jesus has a relationship with the Father. So he knows that Father is with him. And Jesus taught his apostle, it is better to fear the Lord who has authority to kill the body and the soul and put the soul in the everlasting condemnation than to fear someone or any authority can only harm the body but could not touch the soul. The important point in the life that is the life of the soul. So that who can give us the life for the soul? Just God. The Almighty God. When we recognize that David said, it is better to take refuge on the Lord than to rely on man or princes. And when Peter served the Lord, it is better to obey the Lord than obey others. And when he preached the gospel, he was in prison, he was beaten. They forbade him to preach the gospel before God and before you. I will obey the Lord rather than man. So when we have the faith to save our soul, that person experience on the Father is with that person. And last week, Mr. Shin Ki has a relative. And 2 weeks before, has passed away. Some relatives have passed away. My aunt passed away in Vietnam and then returned the body to the United States to be buried here. This is the ninth aunt in the my family on the father's side, and my father's side we have 12. My father is the first, and this aunt is number 9. I have a nephew of this aunt in Vietnam, and wrote about the one who just passed with a conversation on Facebook. The conversation with Miss was poor, and she was that means my grandfather is worshiping idols. One of the father has been drawn to the gospel, and he changed. My father began heard about the gospel when I was very young, about 14. My father accepted Christ in a personal way for his life. And that caused his father was angry, and he challenged, the faith was being challenged to, he was tied to the ship for 3 days. If you can pray to release you, then I will be, my great grandfather had tied my father to the ship for 3 days. And after her father survived, and all the relatives of my father came to the Lord, and God gave the relatives the experience that that aunt from me has put back an example, and that began the journey of faith for my family. My father is the first one who received and has brought my great-grandfather, my grandfather, and all my men and uncle have become Christian because of that. And even the next generation also become a believer. And my father suffered for his sin, for his faith. And then my father was tied, and in 3 days, can see if he can survive. But my father said, no, that the love of God is with him. He was just about 14 at that point, but the faith that in God, that God is with him, that my father continued faith without complaining to my great-grandfather. And that conquered the heart of many relatives, indeed, even my aunts and my uncles that have given their life to Christ. So then the communication of faith, a true faith, must have excitement to determine that the Father is with us when we have faith in Him. The third point that we can learn, that the true faith is a faith can bring victory. Jesus told his disciples, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And this very strange saying by Jesus, I told you these things so that in you you may have, in me you may have peace. And why do we have trouble and peace together? The trouble, that means based on one thing, that I have overcome the world. Jesus said, Jesus promised his apostle in this last supper, in John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. When Jesus said that, the apostle didn't understand, how is it a peace that not like the world gives? And now, based on what Jesus has promised them, Jesus told them, in the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You will not face anything that will overcome you, that will capture, will throw your faith from me, because I have overcome the world. Jesus recommends me, put your faith in me, because I have promise to give you peace. When Jesus promised that, Jesus know what will happen to the apostle and to us, and those at the time, any kind of troubles, and at what time of this. Peace doesn't mean that trouble will not come to us, but peace of the believer is that that person is in the victory of Jesus. The troubles will not destroy the faith that we have in Christ. My father has put his faith in God, even though he was a youngster, but the victory of Jesus is in him, so that he did not deny his faith and brought the whole family back to the Lord Jesus Christ, and experience the saving grace of God. The victory overcome the trouble that only Jesus can bring to us. There's a story about a two friends in England. They are very close friends. They grew up from kids. And when they grew up, one of them became a chief justice. And the other person had a very a lifestyle that is not. And another became a offenders of legal trouble. And when this person was went to the court, he discovered that the judge is his friend, and he's hoping with the friendship, he's hoping that the justice can reduce the sentence. And then that judge must pay a great sum of money because of his legal trouble. If you could not pay that amount of money, you will be in prison for life. And this friend, why this is friend, judge me that so severely. When we are friends, he must also reduce. Why did he ask me to pay such a sum? And then if I could not pay, I will pay for my life in prison. And before the end of the trial, the judge told that friend, with the role of a judge, according to the righteous law, I will punish you. You must pay that amount, some money for your offense. But because I am your friend, be peaceful. I myself, as your friend, will pay for your sum of money. And this story is only, it expresses that God has done for us. And God must is someone who can condemn us of our sin. Because we were born in sin. But only God, because of the sacrifice of Jesus the Christ, we can be forgiven. So faith in Jesus will bring the victory in this life because Jesus has accepted the consequence of sin for the death. And instead, we have life in Christ through his death. In reality, all the gates of hell do try to defeat us, to defeat the believers. But the gate of hell could not destroy the faith of someone who understands that how is a faith in Christ. Faith is someone is a confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The faith must be a relationship between us and the one who created us, and that being has the authority over our life. There's a story I want to use to conclude this. A person named Marian Comănescu, a Romanian, he has a very bad habit that he smokes a lot. And then his wife doesn't want him to smoke. And she was just could not stand the smoke. And then her husband continued to smoke. And the wife complained and refused and had some negative reaction to his smoking. And to revenge that. And before Marin passed away, he has a will. He said that to have my wife, to receive my inheritance, my wife must put to have 5 cigarettes a day. And the inheritance has about $30,000 and the property, and for 40 years, and her wife could not stand and said that every time that my husband smoked, the wife said, go to the bathroom and smoke there. And so every time he wanted to smoke, he go to the bathroom. And her wife was so confused before this will that she read. But she said, I will take this to court. And maybe I would not win in court, but I'd rather lose everything than to smoke even only once in my life. The congregation, the story depends on how you judge. Would she be a wise person or a dumb person? But the important thing that, and she has overcome, I'd rather lose everything, that I would rather lose everything than smoke one in my life. When we have put faith in Christ, to understand that the faith, that relationship between the person and Christ is so valuable. We can pay for any price to have that relationship, because that faith will lead us to life. The inheritance that we will receive from Christ is that faith. May God bless each one of you. Remind us of our faith, that the faith in our closest, to remind others about faith. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and the evidence of things not seen. May God bless each one of you. Let's all stand for the prayer. Dear our loving Father, we are thankful for you because you have accepted at the time when we are still sinners, when we have not understood about your faith. You accepted us by paying on the cross to give us the everlasting life. Only the blood of Christ has allowed you to save those of us who are sinners. So none of us, because of our righteousness, that can save us based on our the way we live to save ourselves. But the more that we try to save ourselves, the more we fail. You have saved us of all this religious activity that religion can make our life to be far away from you that we would not recognize. May we recognize those that faith must be the evidence that we are hoping for. It's the assurance of things that we could not see, that we are know for sure the saving grace of the Lord, and it's only come who has authority on our life. Only that authority, you can forgive our sins, and with that authority, you can bring us out of darkness into the light. May you save us from our own effort to save ourselves. And when we recognize those things, we may we not depend on our knowledge. May we not depend on those who are around us. And we could not rely on our knowledge to save us, or knowledge of others to save us. If we do not understand what sin is, that sin can lead us to a bad consequence for our soul. May you open our eyes so that we would not rely on others or our own knowledge, thinking that from there we can be saved, or we may be lost forever. May you give us that relationship with the Lord, the understanding to rekindle that relationship so that we can become your friends in your house, which will belong to your church that has been set apart for your own purpose, so that we can come into the everlasting life with our Creator. May we receive this authority that we have been set apart for you to live in victory, overcome the darkness that are surrounding us, victory over trouble that caused our heart to be shaken. We thank you what you have taught us. We thank you have done for each one of us. You have done in the hearts of many. Please make enlightened open our heart in each one of us. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.